This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and so glad, as always, you guys decided to join with me today on this beautiful, for me, a Wednesday afternoon. So I'm glad you guys decided to join with me today. And, of course, many of you probably know we're actually in hurricane season, and so there's a hurricane not too far from Alabama, and it's going to hit Alabama, but I'm so far up, and so it shouldn't even affect us. But you know what? Hey, please, as always, if you're listening to this week, keep us in your prayers. All right, so thank you for that. Also, I want to talk to you guys about one of my best-selling books of all time called Prophetic Transformation. It's a pretty big, thick book, but I wanted to talk about it today for a minute because I'm a firm believer that a lot of people really don't know what to do with prophecy. What happens when you get a prophetic reading? What happens when you feel as if, you know, this word is already starting to happen within your life, and what do you do? So besides talking about basically manifesting your prophetic word, which is another book of mine, I'd rather talk about the transformation that it takes you through. Because a lot of times we tend to look at our lives and think to ourselves, okay, you know what? I got this prophetic word and prophetic reading. I don't know what to do with it now, but I've listened to maybe manifesting, you know, your prophetic word. I'm on the go for that. I'm going for it. So they begin to, you know, go for it. Like, okay, I know what to do. I'm beginning to visualize it. I'm beginning to put on my vision board. I'm walking the part, talking the part, and do all the fun, glitz and glamour to the aspect of really getting to that place where they're trying to manifest their prophetic word, right? But in the process, okay, this is where this book, Prophetic Transformation, kicks in. Because in the process of doing that, you start feeling a little different. You'll find where things around you will begin to sort of take on a new persona, take on a new role. Things around you are sort of taking shape by many different ways. And all of a sudden, you're looking and you're thinking to yourself, I don't even look the same in the mirror. Like, what's happening to me? Something is like, you know, taking my life over. It's just transforming into something. And a lot of times we don't realize that the you that is inside of you, okay, that the prophetic reading and prophetic word actually spoke into. So here's what happens. When you get a prophetic word from God, what happens is it speaks not always in the external. So when people talk to me and say, well, I've got a situation right now I need an answer from God on about what's happening right now on the external part of me. Now, a lot of times God will address that kind of stuff, absolutely. But a lot of times He does not. And sometimes it tends to aggravate people because they'll say, why didn't this get addressed on my prophetic word? And I'm like, well, first of all, A, I don't control God. B, God is not a sugar daddy that you wind up and just tell Him what to say to you. And C, you've got to remember that God doesn't speak on the external of what's going on in your life right now. God sees the ending from the beginning. And what that means is a lot of times God will prophesy to us and tell us things that are happening in the future because He would rather see the end result and tell you what's going to happen at the end versus how to get through it right now. And sometimes He does talk about the, you know, getting through it right now. Sometimes He doesn't. But it doesn't mean God doesn't love you less, love you more. Why won't God address this? A lot of times it's because we walk by faith and not by sight. And I think sometimes people tend to forget that faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, but it's also the evidence of things we cannot see. And so faith is telling us to trust and to go forward. And from that reality of faith, God is always saying, hey, you know what? I'd rather talk to you about the end result because I'm looking forward to your future. If you notice how the scripture also talks about this, it says, God, you know, blesses us with a hope and a bright future. So what does God talk about? What His word says? The bright future. All right? And so because of that, that means He's actually speaking to the future you that is embedded on the inside of you that hasn't awakened yet and it hasn't come to your to the realization that that actually is you still. So I can look back at my life right now and say, wow, I remember 28 years ago. And it brings back such beautiful, sweet memories for me. I remember years and years ago, 28, 30 years ago, when I owned a Christian bookstore in the city. And I owned it with my best friend, you know, at the time, which is still one of my best friends. And all these years later, and we had it, and I think to myself, I wasn't even the same person. Like, I can see myself older in the mirror. I don't think that way anymore. I think differently. I see things from a different point of view now. And yet, I have such dynamic, beautiful memories of that day. I remember back in the day when I was an assistant pastor of a church we started, and I loved every moment of it, but yet it doesn't even seem like it's really me. I feel like it was a different life ago. You know, have you ever wondered, you ever looked yourself and said, have I been reincarnated? Like, what's going on? Like, was that really me all these years ago? And it really is you, but you're forgetting that even like science says, with our skin shifts and changes by the day. You know, we get new layers of skin, we get a new lining of in our stomach every so often. You know, our organs begin to even regenerate themselves at times. And so the old will always shed off and the new will always push out the old. It's like on the tree, when a leaf is dying and it begins to sort of drop off, before it drops off, the birth within that limb pushes the old out to where it falls off. And then it waits into the season where the birthing comes out of it for the new leaf to come forward. And so you have to remember, that's how creation operates and works. And from that reality, we have to look at life and say, you know what? If that is the case, then in my life today, what I'm dealing with and going through is, I've got to recognize that my word is transforming me to be the person that I'm supposed to be, that will fulfill that word in the future. You know, that word is pushing out the old, and sometimes it feels weird. Sometimes it feels a little funny. Sometimes it feels a little painful. Sometimes it feels a little comical. But something in us begins to happen. It's just like a woman who gets pregnant. And when the woman's pregnant, her body goes through so many changes, and things begin to break down rapidly in her body, and things begin to shift and build up. Think of it this way. When the woman is pregnant, notice how you notice in that 9-month period, even, and once again, we're talking just reality, folks. Let's just talk reality. Even her breasts begin to get bigger. Why? Because it's getting ready, you know, to feed the new infant, you know, with milk. And so even her body, her breast, everything about her changes. Her whole body takes a different sort of, you know, role. Of course, some women would say, my body took a toll, you know, on me when I was having a baby. But if you think about it, because your body transforms. Your body is transforming to get ready to where when the birthing happens, it knows how to supply the need of the birth. And so that's why she's able to have milk for the baby. But beforehand, she didn't. Because her body makes way. Her body gives in to the unfolding, to be able to feed the future, to feed the thing that she's birthing forth. Guess what? Prophetic words do the same thing. So you transform, your thinking changes, sometimes your taste buds change. I've had a lady tell me before, I used to hate tomatoes, now I love them. I used to, you know, I like this, now I don't. Because all of a sudden, your body begins to transform and everything around you, inside and outside, begins to take shape and form for the new. Of what's happening. So why would God speak always to your current situation when He knows, once I speak into your life of the future, then your body takes a transformation. Your soul, your spirit, your lifestyle, your atmosphere, your sphere of influence, everything takes on a new persona to get ready for the new you and the new birthing to give into the future you, and that way you'll be able to feed into your future. So it makes sense why God does what God does. And in this book, Prophetic Transformation, I give details. I give a lot of details of things that happen, how you begin to walk through it. I know many of you have had prophetic words, and many of you are like, I don't know what to do. I feel differently. Something is happening to me, Jeremy. Something is really happening within inside of me, and it scares me, or it frightens me, or I'm happy about it, or it's just different. It just feels weird, you know. And so I've heard all that for over 35 years. I've heard all that stuff from men, women, young, old, black and white, all over the world. People say the same exact thing. What is happening to me? Because that seed has been impregnated in you of your future. So your whole entire style of living starts taking on the persona of the new future you. And so everything is rapidly shifting and changing to get you ready to be that person that you already are, but you didn't realize you were. Because you never thought it was inside of you to do it and be it. And so all of a sudden it begins to take on that persona to transform. So I want to really, really encourage people. I give details in this book. I want to encourage everyone to go right now to the website, identitynetwork.net. And when you do, in our search engine at the top of the website, just put in these two words, prophetic transformation. Prophetic transformation. When you do, it'll pull up the book. Now you can download the ebook or you can actually purchase the book. We have sold this book. It's a classic for me. It's been a classic for me ever since it's been put out about 2.5 years ago. We sell it every single day. As the old saying goes, we sell it religiously because we do. We sell it all the time. And I want to encourage those to really take value, take stock in your life and your future to know what to expect. That way you won't be caught off guard. So many people are caught off guard and they freak out. They don't know what to do. They call me for life coaching and they end up spending more money. Let's just be real about it, folks. They end up spending more money, okay, such as the money for the life coaching, which I definitely encourage people to do, but the money for the life coaching, and then, you know, oh, what else do I need? And they end up buying a course or doing things because they didn't know what to expect. So I want to, first of all, A, save you money. If you want to have a session with me, I would love that. But if not, hey, you know what? Then get the book, Prophetic Transformation. It's very inexpensive, and it's really thick, and it would help you to be able to know what to expect. And that way, you know what? You've got a hands-on mentality where you know what to expect, and you know how to happen, and you know how to give into the unfolding of it, and you'll have even ideas and clues what to look for. That's the great thing about this book. So go to the website, identitynetwork.net, and put in prophetic transformation. When you do, you can either download the book or you can order the book. Now, if you order the book today, I will be more than happy to tell my staff to let me autograph it before we ship it in the mail to you. So that's what I want to do. All right? So go right now, order prophetic transformation. You guys will be glad you did because every one of us are evolving, unfolding, and transforming. And if you don't know what transformation really looks like, once you know that there's a seed that has impregnated you for a future that you have no clue how to handle, you have no clue what to expect, well, guess what? I'm going to help you do that. I'm going to help you connect the dots to where you have a bridge to walk over to get to the place called there. Thank you so much. And by the way, as always, I want to encourage every one of you, go ahead today and start creating the day you want to have. I always tell people, life has been given to us of abundance. And what we do, what we choose to do with it, will be up to us. And we want to be able to create our day and manifest everything of our blessings and everything that we need in our lives. So go today and create your day, the day that you know you deserve. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.